To support this podcast, go to PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount is appreciated. Once again, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Thank you and enjoy the program. Jay here, PositiveSarcasm.com, recorded here for the final time from this particular spare parts studio. Like, subscribe, share, donate, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amounts appreciated for entertainment purposes only, alongside New Hampshire's beautiful seacoast. If you have any questions, concerns, or comments, hit me up directly on my website, PositiveSarcasm.com, in the contact section. If you want to email me directly, you can always go to PositiveSarcasm@outlook.com. I'll read and review all messages, unless you're offering cleaning services. I get some weird ones. The SEO audit report, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I know. I'm not good at SEO auditing. I don't even remember what that stands for, the acronym. Don't ask me about cleaning services. I can clean. I can mop my own floors. I can sweep my own floors. I can clean my own shower and take care of my toilets. I don't know. Thanks, Consuela, but I don't need your services. They're not required, so stop messaging me. You can also hit me up through Instagram at positive_sarcasm on Instagram. So there you have it. So this is the final episode in this spot. I don't know really what else to say about it. I don't think it's going to take long to say it, but I can tell you it's with the utmost sincerity that it's long overdue. It's been 3 years. Now, put it in perspective, I'm 20 minutes away from the ocean. That's where I am right now. Now, the seacoast comprises of a town called Portsmouth, which I am 10 minutes from. But when I first came down here, the intention of coming down here, I was 8 minutes from the ocean in a seaside town. It was a big risk. I didn't have a lot of money back then. I didn't have the control, nor the competency, nor the understanding of, what you'd call it, allies that I do now. I came down here, Christopher Columbus, with the exception of, I didn't have the intent of killing anybody. or taking over. And I was clueless. I knew I wanted to be down here for a very long time. It didn't work out the way I intended at that time. I was forced to, retreat a little bit. And then I got back to the ocean and experienced what life was truly like, literally right next to the beautiful seacoast. It was tough, and it taught me a lot. But when I ultimately left in May of 2022, from the actual, I was 60 seconds away from the ocean, walking. When I had to leave and come here, I knew. You ever just know something and it's just like, I know. And you have to leave it and I'm coming back. I don't care how, but I'm getting that. It was like when I went after Chase. I don't care how. There was, when I knew what I wanted, it was on. And when I, it was the first time in my life I'd won. But it was so valuable to me in so many ways. So when I got over that hurdle, coming back to the ocean was a small victory for me. For a short term, only 8 months, but I got to experience something very valuable, knowing that truly what I needed in my life. Now, coming here, it was supposed to be for a short time, year, maybe two, but a lot has transpired since then. You know, $5 a gallon in gas, you know, financial things, relationships, and discovering just how ignorant and stupid the youth are right now in a lot of ways. But besides that, I don't want this to be a you know, fuck you, burn the bridges. I don't get me wrong. I would love to torch this place. But when it's all said and done, I know where I want to be. And for the next, I believe, several years, I'm going to have that, and I call it, with the utmost respect, the luxury. And I'm getting what I think I deserve. Better than what I think I deserve. This is my way of playing the game. Now, when I say playing the game, a lot of people choose not to play the game. That's not an option, really. In this world, you have the option of playing the game. Or you should play the game. What I'm saying playing the game is be a part of society. Be a part of, you know, consumerism. Rent, buy if you can. But ultimately, make sure it's where you want to be. If you can capitalize either on the lifestyle or the premium when you go to sell it. If you can't, it's okay to rent. But if you're going to rent, don't settle for anything less than what you want to get out of that life. But there's two goals to it. I understand people say, well, if you want to live like there's no tomorrow, you know, that live, laugh, love lifestyle. It's like, listen, if you live your life as if there's never any tomorrow, you're not going to have anything left for when there actually is a tomorrow. And more often than not, there's always going to be a tomorrow. More often than not, there's going to be one. There's going to be a Tuesday. There's going to be a Monday. And you need to discipline yourself for that. You have to live like there's going to be a tomorrow. You have to work hard and sacrifice time and effort into other things that you don't necessarily want to do. Going to the gym, paying your bills, paying your rent, paying your dues to society so that you can continue to play in this game where things actually do start to go your way. The game is rigged. It's always been rigged. No matter what game it is, it will always be rigged in a way where, depending upon what your status is in the world, you're going to have a more difficult time, an uphill climb. But you can still play. You can still play, and you can still win. And the only way you're going to win or succeed is to play. The only way you're going to be able to change the game is if you play it. That's the truth. I don't want to hear, I mean, right now, outside of this little shithole studio, there's engines revving and music blasting and just silliness afoot. But I'm talking through it because I know that this is the last episode I'm ever going to have to do in this type of environment. Forever. I'm never coming back here. And when I say here, I not only mean this town, this spot, but I mean this type of environment. This stuff will never happen again. I've sacrificed too much for too long. many sleepless nights, many distractions and annoyances. They're all gone. They're going away. The new studio will be a quaint, respectable, clean, distraction-free zone comprised of what I want it to be. It will not be cramped. It will not be noisy. It will be an area for creativity. And it may not only be one studio. It may be the studio itself, plus an outdoor version, plus a garage version. There may be different angles that I get to explore with different technology. It will be, to some degree, the way I originally intended it to be. My first attempt at doing it when I got down here originally, 4 years ago, I was afraid. I was in fear. I wasn't in control. And I lost that. And this podcast, not popular, not great, I guess you'd call it. It has given me more than one realizes. This podcast has, first off, if it wasn't for this podcast, if it wasn't for this microphone, I wouldn't have Chase. He wouldn't be here. My voice got out there, and it was heard by the right people. I didn't know what to do. All I knew how to do at that point was hit record. And when I hit record, somebody heard it. Not only did somebody hear it, but the right person heard it. And when the right person heard it, he offered the right people to help me fight back. That would not have happened. It very well may not have happened if it wasn't for this microphone. With the introduction of this microphone, it has brought more creative avenues to my life. It has introduced me to different music. It has introduced me to different perspectives. It has introduced me to different philosophers, different, video games, different perspectives on war, other podcasters and how they record and how they laugh and think and argue and speculate and question, different means of motivation, different fears, different joys, different loves. It has introduced me to different technologies and how to utilize them at little to no cost. It has introduced me to different fashion. I could be sitting here in sweatpants and a t-shirt. I don't have to, though. I choose to step it up a little bit. It has introduced me to different things to talk about, whether it be wine or budget or energy or food or nutrition or psychology, emotional awareness. Most importantly, though, that sounds corny, but it's helped me introduce me to myself. Or at least a version of it. What am I all about? What's my goal? What am I trying to figure out in the world, if not myself? I'm playing a game that a lot of people play when they hit record. But I guess my success is measured differently. In time management, in emotional awareness, in being a non-expert expert. Understanding that even though the game is rigged, which it always will be, I can still play. It has stretched my abilities of how can I do this before even falling asleep, before running out of things to talk about. What is my limitations? How long can I go? Do I have other issues that I need to address, such as, I don't know, biases or racism or other emotional unintelligences, are these things that I've repressed or whatever? Just, I don't know, exploring these things. Now, thankfully, I can say, in my opinion, that I'm not racist. I maybe have some biases, but ultimately, I think overall, I think my emotional health has actually improved with the addition of this microphone, because it has helped get some of these things that are in my brain out onto paper, and it's helped me look at the paper and be like, okay, that's what I said, and this is what I think, and all right, cool, I can work on that. It's helped me see myself in reality as far as how I look and how I feel and how I talk, and I can be completely honest and completely raw. In one small Christmas break, I went from barely staying awake for 22 minutes an episode to doing 45 minutes to an hour again, just like old times. I figured something out. And I'm a better man for it. Of 3 years of sitting in this cramped desk and knowing that if I just keep going, if I just keep hitting record, if I just keep on, purgatory will end and heaven will show itself. And I can happily say that after 3 years, I'm on the verge of succeeding for a much longer term agreement. I'm not 100% secured. But are we ever truly? There's always going to be some risk to life. I could, over this hiatus, move to where I want to be, which is what I'm doing. Basically, exactly what I'm doing. And between now and the next time I hit record, the world could be at war. The economy could collapse. I don't know. I don't know. It's possible. But as I said, I have to live like there's going to be a tomorrow. And there's going to be that opportunity to hit record again. Now, I have more certainty and more confidence in my ability to set up shop this time than I did the last time, because I'm in control, or at least more in control than I was before. Before, I was scared. I was scared. I was emotionally manipulated, financially manipulated as well. And I didn't have the power of what I did now. I only want power over myself and my own destiny. I only want control over myself and my own destiny, not anybody else. That is not my intention. That is, to have power over somebody else is sociopathic, and I'm not about that. It's not my thing. I have advice to give and opinions to offer and perspectives to show, to display. And I want to do that. I was scared when I published an episode that I will remember for a very long time called Event Horizon. It was in February of 2021. And I remember saying that I've been in this situation before. I've been through these moments and it's fallen apart every single time. I truly don't believe that to be the case this time. I'm thinking about it very seriously. With everything that I've over budgeted down to the last dollar. I've double checked my relationships to the core to make sure that the people that are going to be around me are here for the haul. That I'm healthy, that Chase is healthy, that I have enough stuff. I've played consumerism very well this last year. Could always do better, but I think I got it down to this point. Knowing that I can do better, but that I've done very well is good for me. I wouldn't trade anything in the world for what I have now. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. I'm not here to offer... there's some things I know I can't solve. Ukraine, Russia, I can't solve that for you. I can't even offer really an opinion. Israel, Palestine, this isn't the podcast for that. I could offer a perspective, but it would be through a blog. And I'd write it out and I'd offer my perspective and then post that. And it would be a perspective, not opinion. I have not been to Palestine. I have not been to Israel. That history goes farther back than my family. Even though half my family's Jewish. But still. It's not something I can provide information on. So I'm not going to. I can only offer perspective. But this isn't for that. There's other things. There's more important things, like taking care of oneself first before we start shooting off about the Gaza Strip. We gotta clean our own castle first before we, start chirping about other people's business. That's the book that's behind me by Jordan Peterson. You gotta set your own house in order and make your own bed before you set out upon the world and offer your thoughts and opinions. Yeah. My perspective is I'm an unqualified non-expert who, basically will just say to you, figure your own shit out first before you try figuring out other people's. I'm very thankful that I am in control, mostly, of this new situation. I wonder when I'll return. I give myself 3 to 4 weeks before I think, after posting this, that I will probably consider hitting record again. But I truly believe this time, with all the information I have in front of me, that the next time I do hit record, it will not be with trembles and tears, or sorrow, or regrets, or out of the safety of my friend's spare bedroom. Thanks, Bobby. I appreciate that, by the way. It will be where I belong, where I'm loved, where I truly feel home. By the beautiful seacoast. Hearing the seagulls. Listening to the brush in the marsh just wave back and forth. As I sip my coffee over a ocean sunrise. Which I remember very fondly. As I leave for the morning and the ocean, the sun dances across the ocean. On my way to, you know, support our world. I don't have very much notes. I really don't have any notes for this episode. I just know I want to say thank you to those who have reached out. Whether it be over the last video I posted. Thank you for your patience on YouTube. It's on my original channel, my concept channel. That won an award, by the way. I actually got to go pick that award up. Or the other things that I've done or written, or the personal achievements that I've made over the past, you know, 2 years. And I said that I was going to get what I wanted and what I deserved. And I worked damn hard to get it and to get it back. And I want you to know something that I feel is important. For the new generations, for my generation, the American dream is hard. It's always been hard. Do you remember when cars only cost $5,000? Yeah, well, minimum wage was $7.50. Or $4.50. Gas was 90 cents a gallon. Okay. What are you getting at? Houses were $120,000. Okay. What's your point? You don't have to be $50,000 in debt. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to follow a dream perspective of, when I do this, I'm going to put this much money away. I know I want to try living here, and I'm going to work really hard to not fuck things up and do anything stupid. And if this is what you truly want, you can get it. You can have it. And you have to do it for yourself. You have to set yourself up as the perfect date. The perfect work ethic. That alarm clock, when it goes up, off, you better be up. You better be somewhat of a cook to take care of yourself. You got to know how to make your own coffee. You got to know how to stay organized. You got to know how patterns work and how to follow them. The earlier you learn how to do this, the faster you will achieve the American dream. The American dream is real. It is hard. And it is yours for the taking. Now, people say, what is the American dream? It's whatever it is you want it to be. If your dream is to live in a studio apartment in Midtown Manhattan and have scratches all over your car or have your scooter stolen, that's your American dream. If you want to be homeless in downtown Los Angeles, selling roses on the side of the road, that's your American dream. My American dream is to have a little home by the ocean, surrounded by people I love, with money in my pocket, nice clothes, and just the world that I want at my fingertips. I couldn't ask for anything more. This was the problem of people like Napoleon and the concept of Gatsby. the idea that in the beginning of the movie, I'll stick with the movie because it's you can visually see it. The main character, who was not Gatsby, gets home, which is in Hamptons, the Hamptons in New York, by the way. A little pricey. He gets there. Gets home. Cooks himself a steak. Goes out to the ocean. His house, his little tiny house, is right there on the ocean. It's right on the rocks of the ocean. He sits outside and he starts eating his dinner, his steak, listening to the waves. The man is free. And then he hears a little bit of music off in the distance. And it's the Gatsby House. It's a giant mansion funded by new money. In the concept is called, there's East Hampton and West Hampton, new money and old money. It's called East Egg and West Egg in the book. Represents the same thing. But he realizes that he wants to know what Jay Gatsby, is it Jay? Gatsby, I can't remember his name. What his lifestyle was like. It was rich, it was fast, it was loose. But it was chaos. It was greed. And suddenly you want more. More problems is what you wanted. Where that little cottage, that little home by the ocean, is all you really wanted in to begin with, and then you end up going back to it. It's your safe haven. It's your place that you always wanted, that you can always make your situation a little better. But it's when you start wanting somebody else's situation is when you run into trouble. Napoleon could have kept France and some other territories when he conquered. But like a lot of other dictators, a lot of other kings, a lot of other presidents and prime ministers and chancellors, they wanted more. They started going after properties that never truly ever been conquered. Napoleon went to Russia. Braved the winters. You don't do that. Don't go after other people's kingdoms. Because you're going to not only lose that, you're going to lose your own kingdom. Take your wins. Take your profits. Call it a day. And if you have your little place metaphorically by the ocean, and it's all yours, and nobody can really take it from you, call it a day. Don't be greedy. Get what you want out of life. Get the American dream. But when you have it, when you have your own little island, fight to defend it, protect it, because it's yours. It's truly yours. I don't know several years from now where we'll be, where the studio will end up, but that's several years from now. That's, I'd say, 3 years from now, 4 years from now. And I could be in a much better situation where the security of this lifestyle will be more certain. And the American dream can remain intact for me. Where Chase can see the sunrise every morning. It's been on my mind for the past 2 months now, ever since I went after this opportunity. But I can tell you that 25 minutes from here is truly the beautiful seacoast that I talk about. And I'm going to be living there. And I hope that I can bring the vigor and the obnoxiousness of this podcast to at least one more level from where it is now. I love doing it because it's a discipline. Sometimes I love it because I hate it. Why do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. No, you gotta. It's like going to the gym. It's like getting up at 5 a.m. You gotta eat. You gotta work out. You gotta get rest. You gotta wake up. You gotta do it. Why? Because you gotta. The fuck else you need? What else do you want from me? You gotta do it. Just do it. You owe it to yourself, the people you love. I owe it to Chase. I owe it to myself. This is what the American dream was all about. Your spot, your world, how you make it, and how hard you worked to get it. And dreams can come true. I don't anticipate there being an event horizon like last time. Is it possible? Yes. But this time, not likely. Thank you for listening, tolerating, watching, subscribing. And thank you. I'm going to miss doing this. But I'll be back. I promise. See you guys in a few weeks. Recorded here from the Spare Parts Studio for entertainment purposes only. This has been a Positive Sarcasm presentation.